song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, yeah, baby. Another win for the Royals. They got things pointed in the right direction.
He mentions the Sports Illustrated deal. There's a little tidbit in there with Zach Greinke and all of his quirkiness. And I think it was the second year maybe he was up. He comes in the dugout, not a particularly great outing. And he says, I think I'll throw a 50-mile-an-hour curveball. And I think it's Brian Anderson's another pitcher. He's like, whatever. So he comes in about the third pitch. He throws this looper in there. Brian Anderson just says, well, I'm just curious. He said, I look out, look at the radar gun, 50 exactly. He's got command. He can control the speeds. Last night, 96-mile-an-hour curveball, fastball 69-mile-an-hour curveball.
Struck out 10, walked no one, 6-hitter. Second shutout in his last 4 starts, leading the Royals to a 3-0 win over the Chicago White Sox. More than 6,500 fans bought walk-up tickets last night, so it wasn't just season tickets. So quite a few came out to see Greinke pitch. He's the first 6-game winner in the majors. His ERA, 0.40. Very similar to your first semester.
You are so correct on that. So correct on that. Fernando Valenzuela, the only 6-0 starters with below 0.4 ERA, Zach Greinke at 0.4, Fernando Valenzuela at 0.35, and somebody like in 1743. So there's your little stat of the day.
You know, this story will probably go national, and you feel bad for the young man again, but Jabba Chamberlain's in the news for the wrong reasons. His mother is in jail on suspicion of selling methamphetamines or meth to an undercover police officer in February. They decided it would be okay to arrest her just this last Saturday night. This happened February 11th, and so it's okay to arrest her May 2nd. Huh? But anyway, the whole thing is it's a bad deal. And, he's a strange mom. There was a story, albeit not the biggest story, that appeared in some of the state's newspapers. I think that might have even originated from the Daily Nebraskan or something like that last year about his mother and, hadn't seen the baby and, doesn't have contact with the family and, lives in a small apartment or house in Lincoln. And it just, not a good deal. Not a good deal. And now she's trying to sell meth. Allegedly.
Allegedly. I guess as the story gets out, you'll see. February 11th, no baseball was going on. Now there's baseball. Be a bigger deal to release. I don't know why they would wait this long.
Have you busted out your Viking gear?
No, I have not.
Not Minnesota Viking, Tony. Dana Viking.
Matter of fact, we're getting ready.
Oh, yeah. It's not women's bowling. It's not just for Bill Straub and the Huskers anymore.
No, it's to attract new students. Enrollment is expected to be 570. He's hoped the bowling team will draw in an extra 25 to 35 men and women. So we got a men and women's bowling team, which I could not be more excited about. So the Blair Bowl will be the Vikings' home. We will follow this, obviously.
Dana College Bowling, men and women. So you can actually compete on a men's college bowling team now in the state of Nebraska, but you have to go to Blair, Dana College.
Awesome. So awesome.
What do you think?
I think I'm out of eligibility. Otherwise, I'd be there.
Yeah, that's the reason. 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-ESPN. Coming up, Fran Hummel, Hastings College. Sean Callahan is going to join us from HuskersIllustrated.com in the second half of the show. We're going to talk to Bill Koerner, the head baseball coach at Cal State Bakersfield. But speaking of coaches, they just can't let it go out in Boulder. Catching this on the blog yesterday, Colorado National Golf Course. New golf course going to serve as the home of the Colorado golf team. And apparently, the Colorado-Nebraska rivalry is still there, if you can call it that. The Boulder Daily Camera is reporting that the range ball gathering vehicle is colored red and white, with a Nebraska football helmet on the roof and an N scripted on the front. Now, of course, anyone that knows when you're out on the range,
fire away,
and that poor sap is out there trying to
miss a one.
You're trying to nail the golf ball picker upper machine. So there you go. Evidently, it was Dan Hawkins' idea to decorate the range cart with the Husker symbols.
Well, you know what? You need some excitement out there. I guess why not?
Let's take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to talk to Hastings College Athletic Director Fran Hummel. They are your GPAC All-Sports Champions for 2009. He's our next guest after this.
You can go psycho. You can hurt yourself or someone else.
I don't know. I think a man could get used to this. Grow to love it.
Careful out there. Doug and Daddy will be right back.
Calling all motorsports enthusiasts. Kearney Yamaha is having a party and you're invited. It's the Yamaha Get Out and Ride Open House. Be among the first to see the all-new 2009 Yamaha motorcycles and ATVs. Schedule a tune-up for your current ride. Enjoy food, fun, entertainment, and door prizes. Plus, enter for your chance to win a new Raptor 250 ATV or Zuma 125 scooter. So hurry to Kearney Yamaha for the Yamaha Get Out and Ride Open House going on this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. See dealer for details and ATV age recommendations. For safety and training information, call the ATV Safety Institute at 1-800-887-2887.
First the Watercraft ATVs, just the motorcycle that'll suit your needs. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha.
If anxiety or outright fear of dentists has caused you to avoid proper dental care and your smile has fallen into a state of long-term neglect, our team is here to help you. I'm Dr. Michael Bryson with Metalark Dental Associates and have served the Tri-City area for 30 years. Sedation dentistry is good news. With sedation dentistry, proven procedures can be performed as you relax in comfort. We can accomplish more in a single visit, reducing the number of appointments needed to restore your smile. Don't let anxieties and fears about a dental appointment keep you from achieving good dental health and a spectacular smile.
For more about Dr. Michael Bryson's sedation dentistry, log on to MeadowlarkDental.com, MeadowlarkDental.com, or call for an appointment at 308-234-3668. 308-234-3668. Do it today for a brighter smile tomorrow.
Spending too much time mowing the lawn? Take a look at Toro's Time Cutter Z 4200 zero-turn mower at Ace Hardware. Cut your mowing time in half with this easy-to-maneuver zero-turn rider. Take advantage of Toro's low monthly financing. See store for details. Plus, at Ace, all power equipment is fully assembled, serviced, and ready to go. And we back it with service after the sale. And Ace offers free in-town delivery. Ace Hardware and Garden Center, West 56th Street in Kearney, or 3rd and Broadwell, Grand Island.
Big Red Football for three nights.
This is Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com, and I'll see you at Ball's Sports Bar in Grand Island Tuesday, May 5th from 7 to 9. Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings Wednesday, May 6th from 4 to 6. And I'll see you at Fanatics Kearney Thursday, May 7th from 7 to 9.
Ball's, Bullseyes, and Fanatics. That about says it all. Details at ESPNSuperstation.com.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness across the area today with a slight chance for some showers or storms late in the day. Highs reach about the lower 70s with southwest winds turning gusty at times. For tonight, there's a slight chance of showers or storms with lows of 51. We'll then rebound to the upper 70s Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 52.
Cinco de Mayo, which means May 5th, people. I just want you to know that. My 4 years of high school Spanish did get me to that. Happy May 5th, everybody, and to all those that just need any reason to celebrate and parte. Hopefully it's a safe one for you today, and have a good day here on Cinco de Mayo. You know what they're doing there? They had a heck of a day yesterday, and they've had a heck of a spring season, and then yesterday it was official. They've had a heck of a sports season overall at Hastings College, because Hastings has claimed the Great Plains Athletic Conference All-Sports Trophy with 184 points, and they are followed by Morningside, who won it the last year with 180.5. Nebraska Wesleyan was third. Now, Hastings only had one overall conference champion, but all of the sports were in the upper half. They never struggled anywhere along this season, and that's a credit to the athletic department as a whole, and giving us a couple of minutes this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show, the Hastings College Athletic Director, Fran Hummel. Fran, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Well, we're doing great. You got a spot cleared off for another trophy?
Well, we'll make room for it. I'm sure there'll be a spot. We'll have to find a place, but there'll be plenty of room.
Friend, one season is continuing as a softball team, and I'm not sure anybody saw this coming except for the coach and the ladies over there. Is there any talk, though, about maybe moving the season back so there's not 13-day gap between the national tournament and now?
I don't think so. We'd like to see it as a GPAC, but I think the biggest thing is, you know, a lot of schools are, in the South and the coasts, they have a lot more influence than we do. I don't know. I think they're trying to avoid most of the graduations. A lot of schools get out this weekend, and, I think that's one of the emphasis points, but the rest, of course, being they want to play a little bit longer. The seasons need to be extended. I don't like it. It's a long layoff. I wish we were playing this week. You know, that would be better. You just kind of get into the flow of things. The thing that we probably could do is move the GPAC, but then, of course, graduation conflicts are there in the GPAC too. So it is a tough issue to address, and it's one that's going to be hard to solve.
Fran, because sometimes it's just a little hard to even get information on what's going on out there, I'm gathering that there are still NAIA bids and regionals and tournaments going on this weekend to decide that field next week.
Well, yesterday was the last day for official play in any league, independent and conferences. So I suspect that tonight or early tomorrow morning, the pairings will come out with a pool play. Everyone has to report, be at the NAIA tournament next Wednesday. So we are leaving. Our team is leaving at 7:30. By charter on Tuesday morning to Decatur, Alabama.
Well, and obviously bringing in a solid head coach this year had to help, right?
Well, you know, Troy and I worked together for 2 years. Troy was a head coach here back in the late 90s. I knew he had the credentials and the qualifications. He was easy to work with. He was a great assistant. Matter of fact, I learned a lot of game strategy from him. And I knew he was ready to move back into it. He expressed his interest in wanting to be back in the head coaching role. And, of course, I've got plenty to do here. And it was hard to give up. It was a great bunch of recruits. And it was my first real recruiting class. But at the same time, I knew he was ready. And I think the girls have really bought into his philosophy and the way he approaches games and his strategy. So it was a great year all in all for the team.
Fran, maybe get a comment on the baseball team this year. Something else is very, very positive, especially that conference record.
Well, I tell you what, Jim plays a very tough non-conference schedule. And he also plays preparing for that tournament. You know, he'll play pitchers, young pitchers. He'll give different pitchers lots of innings, trying to work a routine that adapts to the conference tournament. And they had a great run. Jim was picked to be eighth in the conference, and they ended up second. I think he had some great senior leadership. He's got seven kids that played all 4 years here at Hastings College. They had 13 seniors. It's a credit to Jim and his program. Just a great run and played, exciting baseball and very well at the end of the season. My compliments and my hats off to Jim and all his kids.
Hastings College Athletic Director Fran Hummel joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Just going back to that GPAC All-Sports Trophy for a minute, Fran. Obviously, Hastings College is fortunate enough to be able to participate and have teams in all of the sanctioned sports in the GPAC conference. How do you guys keep that going?
Well, I tell you what, it's a commitment by the institution and our administration, you know, to support the programs. My philosophy since I've been here is that we want to put all our sports teams in a position where they can compete for conference championships, and I think that's the balance that has won the all sports. You know, we've been second four times, and we've been third three times since I've been here. This is my eighth year. I really give my compliments and credits to the coaching staff for, you know, competitive squads and also our administration for stepping up and, you know, providing the coaching staffs and the operating expenses to have competitive teams in all of our sports.
Fran, I think a forgotten sport maybe this time of year especially is a wrestling program. It's new over there, but you guys have had national qualifiers and quite a bit of success there for being the young program that it is.
You know, Sean Kelly's done an excellent job. He's a UNO grad. You know, the basics are there as far as knowing Nebraska, you know, buying into the, you know, recruiting from our hometown, our home area here. He just does an excellent job of getting kids, you know, ready for competition and also has good numbers. I really think that, you know, for a second-year program, they've done extremely well, and I know he signed 10 kids already for next year. So the future of that program looks very good.
As long as those coaches can leave that evil in Omaha, they seem to be nice guys. They seem to be nice guys once they get away from it.
Fran, obviously, I'm looking up and down who scored the points. The men actually able to put a few more points on the board. We're used to the women kind of leading the way. The men led the way this year, and it was very evenly split, 98 to 86 to get the total 184 points. But, you know, the women's cross-country team scored the fewest points. I assume somebody's on the hot seat.
Well, not really. You know, I think one of the charges that we gave our track program is that we want to get our numbers up. And I think they're extremely young, and they're very competitive in the on the women's side. You are right. That's normally – we normally outscore the men with our women. This was a little bit different year, and a lot of credit goes to Coach Bove. You know, he was picked up, picked to be eighth. He ends up second. That gets us 12 points. You know, there's some swing things there. I knew Kendrick going into the conference track meet to win the all sports. We had to beat Morningside in both the men and women in our outdoor track. And, you know, Coach Clay, they did. They were fourth in both the men and the women, and that won it for us. But, you know, there are a lot of good things that happen. And, you know, everything, the tennis team scored high. You know, the golf team scored higher. Those are the kinds of things. You have to have balance, and you have to have some of those other sports score points for you.
Well, it was a great season. Congratulations to all the coaches and athletes over there. And, Fran, best of luck to the softball team. Thanks for giving us a few minutes this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Oh, you're welcome, and we really appreciate your support.
Take care, bud. Fran Hummel, athletic director at Hastings College, as they get ready to move on with the softball team, those brackets hopefully out here in the next 24 hours.
Douglas, you had that in front of you. How many sanctioned sports are there in the GPAC conference? Didn't mean to put you on the spot there. There's more than people think.
Well, let's see. For the men, you got cross country, football, soccer, basketball, wrestling, indoor track, baseball, golf, tennis, outdoor track.
Ten.
Then for the women, cross country, soccer, volleyball, basketball, indoor track, golf, softball, tennis, outdoor track.
10 and 9.
So there you go.
All right.
Oh, my God, we better have another sport.
Swimming and diving, Fran.
There you go. Coming up, we're going to take a chat with the Cal State Bakersfield head baseball coach. Sean Callahan is going to join us. But, hey, before we go to break here, we just want to give a shout-out to a great person in the media, brethren, that is trying to recover here, Kent Boughton from NTV. I don't know how many people are aware of this. He was in an automobile accident yesterday, and according to this report from the sheriff's office, he must have been leaving work or he was out looking for a goose belly, bucktail, deer, turkey combo, something. But he ran into a semi yesterday in the middle of the afternoon and had to be air flighted to a Good Sam. And our reports are that he is going to make a full recovery, it sounds like, trying to talk to some of the folks out there. Again, this is just some of the unofficial information that we have. But as Kent Boughton is recovering, maybe throw a prayer his way. NTV weatherman and does a great job with the outdoor files and the weather. And everybody likes Kent that I know. So hopefully a quick recovery and a get better soon, Kent. And if you need somebody to fill in on the outdoor files now for a little bit, Daddy, Can you throw your name in there? Maybe a little bit more on the fishing side of things.
There you go.
You could show how all your friends catch fish while you sit in the boat.
And yeah, and there you go. And plus, I go find you a mushroom.
Can't get better. All right, buddy. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll be back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We turned down the volume on all the radios in the building during this hour so as not to irritate the boss.
Guys, it doesn't take a genius to figure out the best defensive player in a league. But the best fuel system cleaner to max your miles per gallon? Lots of guys pick Lucas Fuel Treatment. But the Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner has 10 times the detergent, cleans twice as many parts of your fuel system, and remains effective up to 10 tankfuls. Yeah, talk about your defensive player of the year. So now you're an MP genius. Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner. Buy it, try it. The better way to maximize your MPG.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered the price of over 1,000 items pros use the most. And right now you can save $25 to $300 instantly when you buy select power tools during the Ultimate Power Deal event, which can then lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through May 6th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Smart people make smart choices. You should make the choice to take the next step in your education at Central Community College.
Qualify for some of today's hottest jobs through Central Community College's career and technical programs, or take classes that transfer to a four-year college. Check out financial aid, career counseling, and other services. Central Community College summer classes start May 18th, so don't delay.
Call 877-222-0780 or log on to ccceneb.edu. Smart people, smart choices, Central Community College.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
We'll see partial sun. It's some cloudiness across the area today with a slight chance for some showers or storms late in the day. Highs reach about the lower 70s with southwest winds turning gusty at times. For tonight, there's a slight chance of showers or storms with lows of 51. We'll then rebound to the upper 70s Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley. Right now, 52.
Doug and Daddy Show. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Got to see a couple cool concerts out at the Event Center here in the last month. Of course, Larry the Cable Guy and... Oh, yeah. B.B. King. Kind of on the opposite spectrum of things, don't you think?
I would say quite opposite, yeah. Well,
both kind of big fellas, though.
Well, very handsome.
Good shows, yeah. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, we were just talking to Fran Hummel from Hastings College. The GPAC All-Conference Baseball and Softball teams announced yesterday on the baseball team. Jojan Jaquette and Bryant McCann, first team. A.J. Clark, pitcher, second team. A.J. Clark, shortstop, honorable mention, along with Chris Denny, Lee Jokumson, and Alex Kuchera. The gold gloves for Hastings go to Bryant McCann and Pat Morey. For softball, first team, Stacy Palladino, Chelsea Woodside, Kayla Peltz, and Steph Baltazar. Tara Tobiasen was honorable mention.
A lot of people getting recognition over there. A lot of them. That's great to hear, especially Coach Bovey, because I don't think the expectations were there this year.
District soccer yesterday, playing at UNK. I misspoke. They were not playing at Baldwin yesterday. They were playing early because they were playing at UNK. The Kearney boys are now 14-1 after ending Norfolk season 5-1, and Grand Island beat North Platte 1-0. So the two teams will play tomorrow at UNK at 6. On the girls' side, Norfolk beat Grand Island 4-1. North Platte beat Kearney 2-0. So Norfolk and North Platte play at UNK tomorrow at 4. The Class B 6 at Baldwin Park, Gehring boys beat Kearney Catholic, so they will play Lexington today at 4. Holdridge and Scottsbluff will play at 6. Kearney Catholic girls beat Lexington 2-1 in overtime. They will play Holdridge, the top seed, today at 4. Scottsbluff and Gehring will play at 6. Oh, that's right. Scottsbluff and Gehring will travel to Kearney to play soccer tonight at 6. The championship game will then be Thursday at 4:30, thus meaning they have to go back and drive out yet again.
That doesn't make sense.
Dear NSAA, quit doing this. When Kearney Catholic and Holdridge have to play each other in the district or sub-district or whatever it is in Gehring or Scottsbluff, have it here. And I think they worked that out last year, didn't they? The weather wasn't that good, so they said, yeah, just play out here.
Yeah, one time they worked it out. Have it somewhere within the realm of what makes sense. It's all about cost nowadays.
Hello, McFly. McFly. Hello. The B5 at Seward getting underway at noon. We had Chris Ludwig on the show yesterday. Hastings and York girls playing at noon. Northwest and Seward playing at 2. And on the boys' side in Seward at Concordia University, Grand Island Central Catholic and Seward will play at 4. Hastings boys and Northwest will play at 6 o'clock. And the makeup of the Kearney High golf invite yesterday at Meadowlark Hills, 12 teams in action. Grand Island wins it with a 3-10, three shots better than Lincoln Southwest. Kearney was third, followed by Hastings and McCook. James Osborne of Kearney fires a 1-over-par 72 for medalist honors. Three Grand Island golfers finished third, fourth, and fifth. Ross Hoagland of Hastings, the low round there for the Tigers, he finished in eighth. Yesterday, UNK track teams, the women are setting in second, the men are setting in third after day two of three of the RMAC Outdoor Championships at Alamosa, Colorado. Alamosa, Colorado is where that's going on. Kelly Dring won the long jump and the high jump. You realize her career is about ready to wrap up. One of the most outstanding track athletes in Loper history. She was second in the 100 hurdle prelims. Jesse Golden led the way in the 100 hurdles. Also qualifying for event finals, Tabitha Kreitzer in the 100 and 200, Erica Parag in the 400. Hope I got that. Also on the women's side, Sam Murphy won the shot. Shocker. Gothenburg junior Kylie Peterson, runner-up. Murphy was third in the discus, and Sergeant junior Tracy Shanaday was second. The men saw Drew Onan win the gold medal in the discus. Fourth, Chris Campbell in the shot. Scott Wenzel in the long jump as well. So that's some of the results from yesterday. Well, going on in the Tri-Cities, as we've been telling you about here for the last week to 10 days, Sean Callahan from HuskersIllustrated.com will make his yearly trip. He's out here from time to time, but always comes out sometime in the spring to recap recruiting, 2009 signing day. Now the spring game's under the belt. More kids have signed in 2010, and Sean will be at Ball Sports Bar tonight, tomorrow. That's in Grand Island, of course. Tomorrow, Hastings Bullseye from 4 to 6. Fanatics 7 to 9 on Thursday in Kearney. Sean joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Can you handle all that, sir?
It's going to be a whirlwind, isn't it?
Well, it's going to keep you busy. Now, we know what's going on when you're out here. Did we pretty accurately describe what's going on? Let the folks know what they're going to see when they attend for free at each site your program here over the next 3 days.
Well, every year around this time, guys, I travel the country and show the highlight clips of the spring game, basically all the major plays on offense and defense that happened, along with the recruiting class DVD of the incoming recruits for this fall. I actually just got back from Phoenix this weekend, and on Saturday I'll go down to Topeka and Wichita, and then next week I'll go out to Washington, D.C. So I get around quite a bit this time of year, and I'll make my stop in the Tri-Cities and do it in all three places this year for the first time, and I'm looking forward to it.
Sean, what's been the excitement level of Husker Nation now that it seems to be back on track?
Well, just gauging it in Scottsdale this past weekend, I mean, there was a full bar of over 150 people to watch the film. And, you know, I just think people were excited to see Zach Lee, what he was made of. Obviously, the Gator Bowl win for Nebraska has left a lot of expectations now heading into this season. And, you know, I think people legitimately think this team can compete to win the North this year. And that's pretty good considering how far away they were from that two seasons.
Sean Callahan from HuskersIllustrated.com joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. There seems to be, as you said, some excitement out there. Now that spring ball's over, Sean, what are your realistic expectations? I think Nebraska can win the North. How about you?
You know, I think the big game, there'll be some pretty big games, though. I think the game against Texas Tech and Lincoln is going to tell a lot early because I think a lot of people are almost chalking that up now in the win column when you take away Michael Crabtree and Graham Harrell. So many of those guys in that offense. But going down to Waco to play Baylor with Robert Griffin is not going to be very easy. I think that's an important game. If Nebraska wants to win the North, I think those are the two games they need to get because, you know, then they could afford maybe one hiccup in the North, whether it's a game at Missouri or a game at Kansas or a game at Colorado. But if they could steal two wins from those South Division teams, I think that would be, you know, when you look at it this early on, I think that's going to be important for them because of the schedule Kansas plays. Kansas plays at Texas Tech. They play at Texas, and then Oklahoma comes to Lawrence. And I think those three games, it's going to be very tough for them to win, you know, any of them, really, if you look at it right now. And I think if Nebraska can get two of their three in the South, that will be their key to maybe winning the North next year.
Sean, as far as recruiting goes, are we finding more names and maybe getting some Division I interest from any more in-state kids?
Well, in-state-wise, it's still pretty slow, guys. Andrew Rodriguez from Aurora is the only name out there at this point with a Nebraska offer. You know, and I think the next guy to watch will be Jesse Hines from Beatrice. He's somebody I think that they're going to give a hard look as an offensive line guy at camp. Ron Coleman from Omaha North still remains up there. I just don't know, though, where he fits because his size, you know, you just don't know if he can be a defensive tackle. And he played fullback, and you guys obviously got a chance to see him last year, and he was a great fullback running back for North. But Nebraska already offered a fullback last year and took C.J. Zimmer, so I just don't see them doing another fullback. So it's going to be one of those in-state years where I think it's going to be two to three guys. Austin Kotzer from Ewing, a tight end, is another name to watch closely, but there just aren't that many guys out there this year compared to maybe past years.
Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He'll be at Ball Sports Bar in Grand Island tonight. Hastings, he'll be from 4 to 6 at Bullseye tomorrow, and then 7 to 9 coming up Thursday at Fanatics. When you show your recruiting video, Sean, you see quite a bit. You see a lot of what the coaches got to see as far as high school cut-up tape, maybe some other things.
Yeah, you know, you're going to get a good feel for each prospect. You know, you're going to some of the main guys you might see, we might have more clips than other guys, you know, and I think it just gives you a good taste of everybody. You know, because some of these people, you know, aren't as fortunate maybe as me to where I get to see this film all the time. And I know for a lot of people, it's the first time they're seeing, you know, Cody Green's high school clips or Rex Burkhead, that running back in Texas, or Jason Anker on the defensive line from Quincy Orchard, Maryland. You know, and it's not a. I mean, we probably show about 2 or 3 minutes maximum of each guy in the class, and some of the offensive linemen. It's really hard, honestly, show much more than that. So you get a pretty good taste in about 35 minutes of film of what every guy looks like and what you're going to see potentially in the future.
Well, Sean, I think everybody's looking forward to, again tonight. It's going on in Grand Island Ball Sports Bar. It's going on tomorrow afternoon, later afternoon, 4 to 6 at Bullseye Sports Bar. And then Thursday, it's going on right here in Kearney. I think a lot of people are going to get out and take part in this event. Sean, look forward to seeing you. And thanks so much for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All right, guys. We'll see you tonight.
All right. See you later. Sean Callahan joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Again, folks, it's free. Go out, see Sean, talk to Sean, get some questions asked of him. Check out all the video that he's got for you, something you're not going to get anywhere else. Sean Callahan over the next 3 days. And if you need any more information, go to our website, ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com, where you can also vote on Duncan Field. We told you about this yesterday. Frosted Flakes, Kellogg's is putting on the best field in the nation, and then they renovate a field, and they get it up to going again, and Duncan being a historical site, you can go on. It's on our website, and vote for Duncan Field. Coming up, we will effort Cal State Bakersfield head baseball coach Bill Kernan. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is still to come after this.
You have 937 messages, all of which are marked urgent.
Doug and Daddy will get right back to you.
Salon Paw's Pain Relief Patch presents the Ow, My Aching Back Patch, the Just One More Time Patch. Salon Paw's gives you the pain-relieving power of a pill in a patch. It's ultra-thin, ultra-flexible. And Salon Paw's is the only FDA-approved over-the-counter topical pain relief patch. It goes right to the site of your pain. It's the Keeping Up with Johnny Patch and the Boy Do I Feel Better Patch. Get the power of a pill in a patch. Also try Salon Paw's Arthritis Pain, available at major drugstores and local pharmacies.
How long does a car battery last? Better yet, how much life does yours have left in it? Find out at Advance Auto Parts. That's the place that checks, tests, and installs car batteries for free. So if you're not sure how much life you've got left in your battery, get to Advance and make sure with free battery testing. Then if it turns out you're low on juice, let them drop in a high-quality AutoCraft battery. The installation is always fast and free. Advance Auto Parts. That's keeping the wheels turning.
Got a big lawn? Big lawns need a big mower. Take a look at the Toro LX425 LT lawn tractor at Ace Hardware. It's got a big 20 horsepower engine with automatic transmission, so there's no clumsy gear shifting. Take advantage of Toro's low monthly financing. See store for details. Plus at Ace, all power equipment is fully assembled, serviced, and ready to go. And we back it with service after the sale. Ace Hardware and Garden Center, West 56th Street in Kearney, or 3rd and Broadwell, Grand Island.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam. Because upgrading your central air system to a high-efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high-efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a Trane.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness across the area today with a slight chance for some showers or storms late in the day. Highs reach about the lower 70s with southwest winds turning gusty at times. For tonight, there's a slight chance of showers or storms with lows of 51. We'll then rebound to the upper 70s Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 52.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday. Coming up on the program tomorrow, among our guests, Ron Blaze over at Shelton. We're going to talk a little local sports again tomorrow. The track coach at Shelton, they're coming off a sweep of the Twin Valley Conference Championships and a pretty big invite going on over to Elm Creek on Thursday, which they are a part of. So we'll talk about their team, where they're at. They won the boys division without winning an event, which is crazy. It's crazy.
Depth. It's depth.
It's depth. Districts are next week, and we will be all over the place. We'll be at Sandy Creek. We'll be at Elm Creek, and we'll be at Wilcox Hildreth. Kearney is hosting a district that they're just going to dominate. And so that's all going on next week. Districts A and D Wednesday, B and C on Thursday is what's going on there.
like a little national talk, has started to focus on London getting the Super Bowl. London getting the Super Bowl. Does this make any sense
at
all?
No, it should never happen, and there's no way to boycott it. There's absolutely no way to boycott it because NFL fans are too stupid to get it. I mean, how could you boycott this? There's no way to boycott it.
What? Why? We don't want their soccer, but they want our football. Why?
I'm not sure they want our football.
They don't. Well, Wembley sold out every time we went there.
Yeah, well, soccer stadiums do sell out in America, too. You just got to put it in the right spot. You cannot take the Super Bowl somewhere where it could just be a torrential downpour like it always is. Now, yes, it could happen in the United States, but when you're going to London, the odds are it's going to be raining. And it's America's game. You know what? Fine. We've already sent you one of your. That's what you get. That's your Super Bowl. Do not even consider this. I mean, I would think you would take it to Mexico City before you took it to London. I don't think there's any reason to ever. There's enough places in the United States of America that can house the Super Bowl, that want the Super Bowl, and that probably deserve the Super Bowl. There is no reason to be taking it anywhere else.
And I don't know if things are just that slow, that that's what people have started talking about right now as far as outside of Major League Baseball and the NBA playoffs nationally, but that's one of them. Derek, another deal I found yesterday regarding our friend Mr. Brett Favre. You know he had a torn tendon in his arm, bicep tendon? He hasn't ever got surgery for that.
Yeah, you know, at some point in time, yeah, you're playing through injuries your whole career. But, I mean, when you get old enough, you got to stop being a tough guy. Maybe sit down, rest something, maybe have some surgery if you need it. Yeah, but hey, I mean, he's made it through a long career, and apparently reports are coming down now saying that no is the answer from Brett as far as returning to the NFL. So
39 years old, he would turn 40, I believe, next October, but still has not gotten that injury fixed, and that's kind of that, isn't it?
I think so.
It's time now for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you have not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible. Call now. We'll take you live on the air, 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-3776. The first correct answer to our question gets a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats, where it's a grill's best friend, folks. Oh, it's that time of the year. 1-888-455-ESPN. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we talking to?
Scott.
Scott, Nebraska plays Cal State Bakersfield this weekend. What is their mascot?
Well, the Bears. I have no idea.
Okay, Scott, thanks for trying. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we talking to?
This is Mike.
Mike, Cal State Bakersfield is known as?
Chanticleers.
Oh, see, you should win something. You should win like a $12.50 gift card just for that excellent answer. Mike, thanks for trying, buddy. 1-888-455-ESPN. Let's go back to the phone lines. Okay, who are we talking to? I might change it up here, Daddy. Who are we talking to? Anybody? Anybody there? Nobody there. Go to the next one. Doug and Daddy Show, who are we chatting with?
This is John.
John, who was
Come on, ask me the question.
No, see, I have to change it up because now you've had time to look it up.
No, I can't. I'm out in the middle of nowhere. I don't have a computer.
John,
You said it earlier on the air.
You're gonna get this one right anyway. You're gonna get this one right. Who was the first Husker selected in this year's NFL draft?
Well, guy was in the fifth round, and that would have been Cody Glenn.
That's correct.
Ah,
there
right.
You go, John. Congratulations, John. See? It was okay. It's okay, by the way.
Hey, John.
Cal State Bakersfield Roadrunners.
John, I was going to go with this. Cal State Bakersfield has played the defending national champion. Who is the defending national champion in baseball?
Defending national champion in baseball? Well, let's see. I know it wasn't Oregon State.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't follow baseball. So.
See, they were one of the stories of last year, Fresno State.
I knew it was somebody from California.
Hey, John, hang on the line. Derek will get your information, and we'll get that $25 gift card your way. Congratulations to John from Kearney. He knew the answer. I had three or four others here, but, you know, I like to use one and then change it up, then maybe come back and change it up. Yeah, Fresno State. Good God.
I was looking down there, the games they played. I thought, oh, that's interesting. They come have to win their conference tournament to emerge, and then
all those Cal States, aren't they in the same conference? Cal State Bakersfield, Cal State Fullerton, Cal State Santa Barbara, Cal State San Bernardino,
Northridge,
San Luis Obispo. all that going on out there. We are efforting Coach Bill Kernan. We had him lined up for the bottom of the hour. We have not made contact yet. So, Derek, what the hell is the problem?
I have not. We're not getting him. We've tried his phone. We've tried the sports information director's office. So we're trying to track him down. Maybe I talked with someone over there, and we might be able to get him lined up for tomorrow as well.
Okay. Well, we apologize. We'll try and have Coach on tomorrow before they head out here. We did get a chance last night, Daddy, to go out to the Touchdown Club event here in Kearney. Coach Mike Eckler, John Melton, Mel Tenneper, and some former Huskers, quite a few of them actually were on hand. You know, Phil Ellis, you know, good-looking cat you were talking to there.
No, you know, fun to get out with those guys.
I don't know if he's a good-looking cat or if he just, since you were sitting by him. You
that
know,
makes like, people, you know, yeah. He's like, damn, cat. That guy should be a supermodel.
Yeah, I saw Jim Scott, over. Hadn't seen him in a while. And, I mean, they're just...
Ken Malin?
Roger Penske?
No.
Oh, not Roger Penske. Oh.
No.
saw Eric Wiegert, of course, Mr. Kaiser was out there, a variety of other players, Monty Kratzenstein, of course, folks familiar with him and the work he's doing.
You know, fun to get out, and you know what, I think there's going to be more of those Touchdown Club / Big Red Booster club deals coming around, but fun to hear some of the old stories from Coach Tenneper and Coach Melton. Those guys have a good time wherever they go, and it's great to be out. You know, the Wayne Garls, Rich Remberg from Holdridge, Tommy Toms from York, they tell us there's going to be more of these events, and we'll let you know about them because it's certainly fun to get out and see some of these guys.
We're just glad nobody got hurt or fell off the stage.
Well, yeah, because there was some roughhousing going on.
Well, again, thanks to the folks that had us out, and hopefully we'll be able to hear some of the comments from Coach Eckler on tomorrow's program here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But I think that pretty much gets us through everything that we had to talk about today. Daddy, was there anything else you wanted to talk about today? Are you good? Are you okay?
I'm good. I wish we had Zach Greinke on the mound again the next 5 days, but we don't have that, and hopefully the Royals will keep it going.
So tonight, pregame 6:35, first pitch at 7:10. That means we're ready for Kyle Davies on the mound tonight for the Royals. And Jabba Chamberlain getting ready to make a start. Oh, by the way, to the Yankee fans that are mad that they were told it was a rainout and so they had to leave the stadium and then they can't get back in, there's a no re-entry policy. Good policy to have, by the way. You know, why would you want to get back in to watch that? That's right. The Red Sox win again. The Yankees lose again. And have they really not filled in the hole where they dug out the Ortiz jersey? What a joke. Nice organization. Hey, we want to thank Sean Callahan, HuskersIllustrated.com. He'll be at Vols tonight in Grand Island. Stop in early and check things out. And Fran Hummel, Athletic Director at Hastings College. We will see you tomorrow.
Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.